It's a beautiful May the 1st in Venice, and we are in the Peggy Guggenheim collection, and we met a young man here. Who are you?
I'm Matthew Attard.
Where are you from, Matthew?
I come from Malta.
Sounds interesting. What are you doing in Venice?
Right now I'm completing this internship program with the Peggy Guggenheim collection, and I'm in my fourth and last month.
Tell me a little more about that internship.
Okay, so the internship is basically, first of all, the Peggy Guggenheim Museum is run by interns, different students from all over the world. And this program allows up to 25, on average, 25 students each month. And we basically run the museum, give talks to the public about art. We have to give a seminar to our fellow interns themselves. So it's like an educational program which incorporates the art world and the museum world as well.
Okay, Matthew, could you please tell us a little more about the Peggy Guggenheim
collection? Peggy Guggenheim, yeah, of course. The Peggy Guggenheim collection kind of records this collection which this woman in the 20th century brought together. Her aim, Peggy's aim in life was to, she used to say it herself, it was to protect the art of her time, and she felt that she was responsible to help the artists of her time, and she brought together this amazing collection of abstract art and surrealist art, and also it includes in it American expressionist art, which Peggy included later in her collection when she set up her gallery in New York, which was called the Art of the Century. It was quite a very important gallery for the history of the 20th century art. And there she also helped loads of she was kind of the backbone for many important artists, especially one of the most famous ones is Jackson Pollock. She was the first to give him a stipend and actually push him towards his full concentration on his artistic career. So basically Peggy, towards her life, settled in Venice. Her collection was also exhibited at one point in the Venice Biennale, just after World War II. There she fell in love with Venice and bought this place here, Palazzo Venier dei Leoni, and she practically lived the rest of her life in here, and based her collection in here, and also opened it to the public during her lifetime.
Is it a popular place for tourists?
Yes, it's a very popular place for tourists. It's I think it's one of the most exciting venues in Venice.
You said that she fell in love with Venice. Why do you think people fall in love with Venice?
With Venice? I think because it's quite a particular city. It's quite almost a surreal city. It's quite very out of the ordinary. And I think that's the first thing which the first impact you get when you come in Venice. The normal lifestyle does not exist in Venice, and therefore it's kind of break from the rest of the modern world. And,
what fascinates you about the city?
About the city of Venice? It fascinates me that it's built on water, and it fascinates me how people adapted to live in Venice, and it fascinates me also that the only method of transportation within Venice itself is by walking, and therefore you are constantly meeting people, and your status is also relevant in Venice because you just have to walk the same. Same colors, same streets, same bridges, and also it fascinates me how in this tiny area, loads of different buildings were set up in almost every corner. It's like a caricature of what a building should be, and that's mainly what fascinates me about.